Here's today's God Heals Hurting Marriages with Charlene Steinkamp.
I was having such a hard time talking to my husband and accepting the other person in my husband's life, let alone in my children's life. I was having to deal with the every other weekend, and I was having to deal with Bob picking up the children and taking them to all the expensive places, all the picnics and all the beaches and all of the fun things that I could not afford. I could hardly pay and keep the electricity on. And here was my husband taking her children and my children and having a ball every other weekend while I sat at home trying to figure out how to pay the bills, how to survive. That is why you must know the Word of God, because you need to say, Lord, change my heart. Right now, you feel like your heart is broken in two, and you feel like, how could one or two people hurt you so badly, continuously, and not care about you or your feelings, or even especially your spouse, about your finances, how you're supposed to pay the bills and have food for your children and everything else. In fact, you may be losing your health insurance. There are so many things that happen when you have marriage problems, separation, and divorce. I want you to say, Lord, change my heart. Remove that anger, that bitterness, that rage. Remove that unforgiveness and fill me up with the Holy Spirit, because that's the secret to your peace. That's the secret to the victory, the beginning of your marriage being restored and resurrected by your Lord Jesus Christ. You need to say, Lord, change my tongue. Change my actions, change my reactions to all that I must accept and I cannot change until you touch and you change my spouse's heart. And that's what you've got to understand. There's nothing you can say or do. You cannot reason with your spouse usually, because they have their mind blinded and deceived and darkened, and they cannot hear or see God's truth. And they have opened themselves up to the sin, and the sin has just consumed them. So let me go to Romans chapter 12, because this is where God really took me. And he says, I want you to love your husband unconditionally. I want you to walk the walk of love. Let me read starting in verse 9. This is Romans 12, if you want to open up your Bible to it. Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Honor one another above yourselves. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with God's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. Now here's the secret. Some verses that the Lord had me highlight, I've got them circled in red. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Mourn with those who mourn. Live in harmony with one another. That means your spouse. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited. Verse 17, I have a star by it. Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Oh, I made mistakes at the beginning, but don't do what I did. Learn, do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everybody. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. I have another star by that. Do not take revenge, my friends, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, it is mine to avenge. I will repay, says the Lord. On the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he's thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. What a secret to marriage restoration.
You've been listening to God Heals Hurting Marriages with Charlene Steinkamp. You can write the Steinkamps at P.O. Box 10548, Pompano Beach, Florida 33061. The Steinkamps also invite you to visit their website at rejoiceministries.org.